AI was not used in the creation of this podcast. This is the Social Geek Radio Network. It's the Franchise News Podcast for Wednesday, August 21st, 2024. I'm Jack Munson, and I read the news so you don't have to. It's been a busy month and summer with lots of big acquisitions of multiple restaurant units by large multi-unit owners. KBP Brands acquired 28 KFC restaurants in the Carolinas. AS Food Services expanded its portfolio with the acquisition of 24 Sonic restaurants in the Houston area. Corrali Group became the UK's largest Taco Bell operator after acquiring 46 restaurants. And Flynn Group LP has acquired 83 Wendy's restaurants in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. Greg Flynn, the Flynn Group's founder, chairman, and CEO, said, "The resilience and strength of this brand and the foresight and strategy put forth by its leadership is unmatched." Also, Sun Holdings, one of the largest franchise operators in the U.S., has acquired fast casual brand Freebirds World Burrito. The acquisition includes 64 Freebirds locations across Texas, adding to Sun Holdings' existing portfolio of more than 1,500 restaurants. Sun Holdings CEO Guillermo Perales said, "This acquisition is especially notable for Sun Holdings as it demonstrates our ability to grow not just as a franchisee, but as a brand owner." The IFA announced the full details on its newest event, the IFA World Franchise Expo, May 9th and 10th, 2025, in Miami. In a new partnership with Fordham International, IFA says it's rethinking franchise expositions, aiming to build the world's largest event to drive the growth of franchises in the U.S. and internationally. IFA President and CEO Matt Haller said, "With a new innovative format and unmatched education and professional development opportunities, this event will bring together even more of the greatest brands in franchising, supplier experts who are committed to our mission, and the aspiring small business owners to pursue their dreams of franchise ownership." Nick Moss, founder of Fordham International, said, "By modernizing and enhancing typical franchise expositions, the IFA World Franchise Show aims to create a dynamic and progressive environment that exceeds the expectations of all stakeholders." Molly Maid is launching its third annual contest aimed at finding the nation's messiest kids and pets. The brand is offering a fun opportunity for parents across the nation to win Molly Maid services by submitting photos of a house cleaning disaster caused by their kids or their fur babies. Marla Mock, president of Molly Maid, said, "We understand the joy and love that children and pets bring to our lives, along with the inevitable messes." And it's time for our first pumpkin spice latte story of the year. Orange Theory Fitness is spicing up fall fitness routines with the return of its favorite PSL workout, meaning press, squat, and lunge. Rachel Vizzarali, director of fitness design, said, "It's a fantastic way to infuse the spirit of fall into our science-backed classes, making the seasonal transition both energizing and effective." To celebrate the day, select OTF studio locations are offering real pumpkin spice lattes post-class from RX Bar and Smoothie King. People news and career moves coming up next after a quick word from Text Request. Are you answering your phone anymore? No one is answering their phone anymore. Text Request lets you text from your franchise's phone number and from your computer, so you can actually get a response. Whether you've got one location or many, you're a franchisee or franchisor, you can use Text Request to generate more leads, increase sales, earn online reviews, and so much more, all through text. Visit textrequest.com right now to see a demo, or text or call 423-218-0111 to talk right now about how you can grow your franchise through text messaging. In People News, Susanna Frost has been named president of Chick-fil-A. Big Chicken announced it has named Joshua Sims Sr. as its new head of marketing. WellBiz Brands welcomes Prabs Moodley as chief development officer. Jessica Curry is now director of franchise development at Evive Brands. At McDonald's, Tiffany Boyd has been promoted to global chief people officer. Lawrence Johnson is now director of U.S. franchise development at Wendy's. Alpha Graphics announced it has hired John Visser as its new VP of National Programs. And at Brand J, Jason Weaver is promoted to Account Supervisor. Congratulations to all, and go get 'em. In events news, lots of big shows coming up this fall, beginning with Franchise Expo South in Fort Lauderdale, September 6th and 7th, IFA's Advocacy Summit in Washington, D.C., September 9th through the 11th, FLDC in Atlanta, October 16th through the 18th. The Franchise Business Review Summit is in Denver this year, October 22nd through the 24th. Franchise Times Restaurant Finance and Development Conference is in Las Vegas, November 11th through the 13th. Franchise Expo Austin, a new event this year from MFV Expositions, is happening November 15th and 16th. And also in Austin, IFA's Emerging Franchisor Conference, November 18th through the 20th. Before we go, a quick tip from Hughes. Using digital menu boards is a strategic decision that can boost revenue and improve customer experience. Hughes Digital Signage delivers immersive digital experiences that engage customers, employees, and visitors alike. Show your customers targeted communications, in-store pics, or video of menu items they can order. Exhibit promoted items that match in-market ads, or highlight items that meet inventory availability. Hughes Digital Media Solutions are easy to use and managed via online administrative dashboards. Reach out now to find out how Hughes can become your digital menu board and digital signage provider. Visit hughes.com/franchise. And that's the way it is in the franchise community. Thank you for listening and staying connected on the Social Geek Radio Network.